There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And the scene right now, Lakers and the Grizzlies, we're going to paint the picture for you. You're going to say, no, you're lying to me. No, all of this has absolutely happened. We're at the end of the third quarter right now. The game going on, Grizzlies lead the Lakers 89-81, right? It's been a big night for John Morant. He's got 20-7. Adams has 14-16 boards. Meanwhile, LeBron's got 13 for the Lakers. Look, the Grizzlies have been one of the best teams in the NBA the last few weeks. They've won 45 games in a row. I'm feeling great about picking them to get to the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. All that is irrelevant because of what happened earlier in this game. During the timeout at the end of the second quarter, Shannon Sharpe, undisputed host, Pro Football Hall of Famer, got into a disagreement with many members of the Memphis Grizzlies. According to Dave McMenamin, ESPN reporter, this is something that you'll watch the highlights online and you'll go, what is happening? Shannon Sharpe comes down out of his seat and he is on the court and he's just shy of stepping onto the court and he's yelling at someone who we can't tell with the Grizzlies, and then everybody starts getting around him and there's a big scrum and the Grizzlies are yelling at Shannon Sharpe and Shannon Sharpe is yelling at the Grizzlies, and it becomes a scene in which everybody has to be separated. They take Shannon Sharpe down the tunnel for halftime. He comes back out for the third quarter. Now, we do have a resolution for this now, but here's what happened according to Shannon Sharpe. He did an interview with ESPN, and he talked to Dave McMenamin, ESPN reporter who covers the games, and he said, listen, nobody wanted this smoke from me, Dave. I was talking to Dylan Brooks and told him he couldn't guard LeBron. He said blank me. I said blank you. Then Steven Adams gets involved to come in and defend Dylan Brooks, because now here's Shannon Sharpe at a game, and he's yelling at Grizzlies players. Then John Morant comes over to get involved, and he starts starts yelling at Shannon Sharp. And suddenly now a Donnybrook is out. And T. Morant then, Ja Morant's dad, starts yelling at Shannon Sharp. And luckily, Shannon Sharp started yelling at T. Morant's dad because, look, that's where it needed to be. You had Shannon Sharp in the stands and the player's dad. Let's have people in the stands yelling at each other. But this was a huge thing. And the Grizzlies all came to Dylan Brooks' defense, and they're yelling at Shannon Sharp, and Shannon Sharp is yelling right back, and it's just chaos on the floor. Now it looks like at least things have been solved, because at the end of the third quarter, Shannon Sharp and T. Morant, Ja Morant's dad, shared an embrace. It looks like this long and arduous story that is 35 minutes old is now complete.
It won't be complete until Monday morning when he talks
You know T. Morant's going to be on Undisputed. The Grizzlies, every day somebody new is going to be on Undisputed next week.
No, what's brilliant about this is, like, Shannon felt left out, right? Skip had his bad tweet and reaction and everything that happened post Damar Hamlin, right? Then Stephen A. Smith had to fight with the Rihanna and Beyonce people over what he said when he was on with Sherry Shepherd the other day. So Shannon felt left out, so he thought he'd double down in person on behalf of LeBron James in this one against the Grizzly about how much they're talking and they can't guard LeBron. LeBron tonight is 6 of 17 for 13 points. He's now got 5 rebounds, 4 assists, so they've made a bit of a jump, but, you know, pretty weak shooting percentage overall. So I'd say defensively they've done the job.
I don't know, man. I look at it this way, right? Well, there's one thing I can't believe didn't happen. But let me tell you this first.
Nobody popped him in the face.
I love going to a game. Chirping is fun, right? Chirping is fun as long as you're not overstepping the bounds and you're not really out of line. Like, chirping is, if you can't guard LeBron, you stay, like, that's kind of fun. That chirping is kind of fun. And then you get the players that are chirping back at you. Because I'll tell you what, that was one of the most fun times in my life when I was like 19, 20 years old, and I would go to all Syracuse Chiefs games or the Blue Jays AAA team. Man, the chirping that we used to do from sitting third base with some of the players that were out there. We were chirping at Danny Ainge sometimes when he was playing third base, trying to play baseball. Oh my God. It was awesome. It was fun. It was fun when the players get involved. Now, this is a little bit, you know, to the extreme of now suddenly here's Shannon Sharp down on his courtside doing this. All right. So this is okay. If this is what it is, and he's yelling, "You can't guard me and you can't guard me," and the players get involved, hey, okay. You can ignore the guy if you wanted to, right? Just like you ignore other people saying stuff out of the stands. But it's Shannon Sharp, and hey, he's on TV, so we want to get involved, right? So you could always ignore that. The thing that I can't believe, and I'm honest, and I would tell this to Shannon, I would tell this to Shannon's face. I would say, dude, I can't believe you didn't get ejected. Because this guy comes out of his seat and he's on the court and he's just shy of being actually on the area in the area of play, and he gets into it and starts this whole thing with everybody, and you have to have security and the referees come and break this up. Anybody else would have got thrown out of the game. All right, that's the one thing I'm surprised at, is that he didn't get thrown out, because anybody else would have been thrown out. But it's L.A. L.A. is a star town, as we've seen. Hey, he's here. Let's make sure cooler heads prevail. They take him to the tunnel, comes back. He winds up hugging T. Morant. Because, look, in the end, you trust Shannon Sharp because the guy's on TV. This is what he does. You know, you see the show he's on every day. But I really am surprised he didn't get tossed, because anybody else would have got tossed, right? I remember when Calvin Klein came out of the stands, talked to Latrell Sprewell just to talk to him when he was in batting the ball for a Knicks for a game, and they had to take him out. Like, dude, you can't be here right now.
Look, I don't care if he's on TV. He's a Hall of Famer, whatever else. The guy was threatening to beat ass. He's gone.
I really am surprised. It's one thing to yell it from the crowd, but to actually, I mean, you're up at the court and you are causing people to come out of their seats and security to get over, and you've stopped play and there's a scrum with the players and all of this. I mean, I was like, wow, he got to come back. I was like, he got to come back to the game? They didn't at least take him out of sight somewhere. You're going to watch the game from here. You're going to go here. I mean, he got to come back to the game. Now, maybe he said, hey, you know, I'll apologize. I'll apologize to T. Morant or whatever. I mean, who knows what it was? I don't. But that was the thing that really shocked me the most, was that he wasn't thrown out. Because, you know, if I was chirping at the guys, I would say, hey, man, I picked you guys to go to the NBA Finals. You guys suck tonight, man. The Lakers are working you. And AD's not even playing. Oh, yeah, come down and say that to my face. Oh, yeah, I will. I'm walking down here. I'm 5'9". I know you're 6'10". Yeah, let's fight. I'll beat you up. Let's go. I mean, I would get thrown out of that game.
Yeah, right. You'd be like, wait, this isn't a Knicks game? What am I doing here?
True. That moment of recognition, that moment of clarity would be hard. Number one, T. Morant's as tall or taller than Shannon. Well, Shannon's got, you know, the thickness and potential to just go power lifter on him. But the quote that he gave McMenamin sounds like a WWE shoot interview. They don't want any of this smoke, man. They don't want, you don't want it. And I'm looking at you, and I look at you, Ja Morant, and who do you think you're going to come over here with your candy ass? I'll take you down. You want none of this smoke either. I mean, that's really where he went to this. And
dude,
yet there
I'm
he
telling
is,
you.
Hugging it up and smiling. Like, how do you not get run?
Undisputed the movie. It was being shot tonight. You're going to find out Shannon had like one of those advanced cameras on him. It's Undisputed the movie. I mean, we can't be that far away from it.
Don't you have to have a following for a movie?
No, okay. Here's your following. This is what everybody's talking about right now. Here's your following for it. Man.
Hey, that's a good job. Good news,
the movie.
News dump on a Friday night. I am going to start a battle at Crypto.com Arena on Friday night. Wait till you see what I do here.
And what tell you now they're hugging and kissing and making up? Oh, come on.
Well, they're hugging now. Yeah, like you said, they hugged at the end of the third quarter.
That is just, no. What is this, a Disney movie?
The video's all coming out on it now. We made up. I saw the error of my ways threatening to beat the ass of the opponents of the Lakers in defense of LeBron James.
Now, what's going to happen? Now, let me ask you this. If the Lakers win this game and break their 11-game winning streak, does he get credit for it?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a credit for winning this game?
Darvin Ham has to give credit to the win to Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah, no, he's got to get the game ball if they win this game.
No, that's right.
I mean, that's it. I mean, no one else could stop them. He found a way to get them off their game at halftime.
That's it.
I got to go stand up for LeBron, you know?
it's so dumb.
Oh, man.
It really is.
Oh, yeah, this is the story we all need on a Friday night. Are you kidding? We need this story on a Friday night. This is great.
After we had the, you know, the hostage video looking thing where Stephen A. Smith had been sequestered and did that whole apology after the Rihanna thing, I mean, this is just escalating it to a whole other level.
The level
of jackassery escalates at the end of the week.
Well, look, hey, what do I always say, right? Here's a big thing. Can't fault a good strategy, right? Fault a good strategy. And all the show, look, listen, and because I say this all the time, is that you can see sometimes when shows are done and you can tell that certain takes are out there and certain things are said because they want to provoke a reaction from the player. Not for the fans, not for the people watching, but they want to provoke a reaction from the player because that's good for business, right? If I keep saying something about Aaron Rodgers, right? Or I keep saying something about Baker Mayfield. It actually happened with us with Baker Mayfield. I didn't even know what's going to happen. Like, if you say something about these guys and they respond, whoa, suddenly that becomes part of the news cycle. And and shows have realized this over the course of the last few years. Hey, we can be part of the news cycle, and there's a lot of players who, and it's the old adage of, hey, you know, people talk about sports because they don't play them, and when people play sports, they don't like the people that talk about them. Now they've found a way. The people who are playing sports have found a way to say, I don't have to just sit here and listen to you criticize me. I don't have to sit here and just ignore it. I can come back at you because I have a way to do it. I have a podcast. I can get on social media and do it. I can do an interview, and I'm not going to sit here and take it just by you calling me bad things. So when you have players that are willing to do that, hey, guess what? Then the shows become part of a news cycle. Look, next week this is going to be a huge story all week. Like each week there'll be a different person on Undisputed, right? It'll be Ja Morant on Monday, maybe Ja and T. Morant on Monday, Steven Adams on Tuesday, right? Dylan Brooks on Wednesday. The security guards will be on Thursday. And LeBron will be on Friday. That's how it's going to go. And this is a successful strategy that works because when you get players involved, and it's not for everybody. You know, it's not for everybody to do something like that. But it works. And this is something that completely has worked.
100%, right? You're on in the morning, and it gets resonance. You are a Hall of Famer. You are between he and Skip, and they've had certainly a lot of run just based on their interactions for the last month or two and all the speculation of, do they like each other? Is this all a work? All of those things. Wait till you watch the reaction and the eye rolls here and the absolute disrespect. And then he was talking about Memphis quite a bit and in not too kind terms of, you haven't won anything, why are you chirping, blah, blah, blah. And so what did he do? He had Thus Spake Zarathustra come out when he's wearing that sweater and he's all Ric Flaired out. And he's like, all right, I'm going to cause some issues here. So let's see what I got kind of reaction, because I know they've all heard what I've been saying in the morning. I mean, come on. You think he just decided I wanted to go to this game just because? No. It's a good work. It's a good, long, extended play, which will yield benefits for a long time to come.
Mm. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harbin. I mean, absolute craziness at the Crypt with what went on with Shannon Sharpe and the Grizzlies. We'll have more on this developing story, I'm sure. Hey, you'll hear from the particulars, I'm sure, after the game is over. They'll talk about this. LeBron will talk about it. People will talk about it. So this is a story we need on a Friday night. It's a story we need on a Friday night. And now I'm sure the sweater that Shannon Sharpe is wearing, people want to buy that off of wherever he got it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. 6.5 to go at the Crypt, and it's the Grizzlies who have control of the game right now. They lead the Lakers 103-95. That's secondary to what has happened during the game. We told you this big developing story the last hour. Shannon
Sharp.
Is it
really, though, secondary? Come on.
Okay, dude. Okay.
This game is way more exciting than that.
Laker fans and Grizzlies fans care about this game. Everybody else cares about what happened with Shannon Sharp and everybody on Memphis. This is like that scene in the Bad News Bears. Tanner had a fight with the seventh grade. Well, who? No, the entire seventh grade. Shannon Sharp, who was chirping at the Grizzlies and was chirping at Dylan Brooks saying he couldn't guard LeBron James. Dylan Brooks starts going back at him with a bunch of blank U's going back. Steven Adams gets involved. Ja Morant gets involved, starts yelling at Shannon. Shannon comes out of his seat, comes to the court, starts yelling at guys like there's going to be a fight. T. Morant, Ja Morant's dad gets involved. They start yelling at each other, and that becomes the big fight. Ja Morant's dad and Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp is separated after security and referees come over and try to break everything up. Shannon Sharp is brought down the tunnel at halftime. And at the end of the third quarter, he actually hugged it out with T. Morant. This was the night that we are having in the NBA. How did it sound on the Lakers broadcast? It sounded like this.
Dylan Brooks was having words with Shannon Sharp, and Hall of Famer and broadcast. And you see Steven Adams comes over to protect his guy along with the supporting cast, and then Shannon Sharp still talking, and T. Morant, John Morant's dad, comes over, had an opportunity to talk to T. Morant, and he said, my blood pressure didn't go up a bit. Nothing but love and respect for Shannon Sharp. It's a bunch of guys talking a bunch of trash.
Definitely not the Lakers TV call.
No. No, that's not Lakers TV right there. That is not Billy Mack.
That was
Mack.
Mark Jackson.
That was not Billy Mack.
Nothing
Billy
but Mack, love, just a little bit of trash talking.
Billy Mack would have been, oh my goodness, look at what's happening right now.
Where's the king?
He would have been like everybody else. What is going on right now? Now, I can't wait to hear from LeBron after the game because you know they're going to ask him about it. Is he going to have a photographic memory of this back and forth at the end? Well, when Shannon said blank you and then Dylan Brooks said blank you.
He's going to say he didn't see it.
At that point, I only had 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists.
Yeah, if they lose the game, he didn't see it.
I think LeBron is going to say he didn't see it, but he heard about it, and he's going to have something fun because Shannon is a big LeBron fan, right? That's the big thing on Undisputed. Shannon and Skip are on the opposite sides of LeBron. So I think LeBron's going to have a fun little thing for Shannon Sharp having his back on this because it all came because Shannon Sharp decided to yell at Dylan Brooks, you can't guard LeBron James. How many people last 20 years can guard LeBron James? I mean, come on, really? Who? How many people have we found that can guard LeBron James?
That's why, on some level, from Dylan Brooks, he should have shrugged and said, yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. Nobody else can.
Yeah, like, who are you?
Yeah.
Sit down, Shannon.
That's really, really fun.
Start yelling, where Skip back at him or whatever. I mean, save it for Monday morning on television with Skip.
I mean, can you imagine what ESPN is trying to – how do we top this, man? Fox is going to kill us next week in the ratings. Oh, my God. Fox, what can we do? Stephen A., what do you got, man? Can you reignite that feud with Rihanna and Beyonce? Can you do that for us? Can you say something? You know, upon further review, Rihanna is better than Beyonce. I said it, and I'm walking away. Like, can he do that?
Stephen A., go bite Anthony Davis's ankle.
No, it was funny, though, because today, up in my timeline, at some point it was the, by the way, I got, you know, all this abuse for stating an opinion. I'm like, no. You felt compelled to do a 3-minute video where you apologized and address Rihanna directly, whatever. Don't come back on Friday all chesty, like, all I did was state an opinion. How's everybody all mad at me? It's like, no. You got a call from somebody where you felt like you needed to tuck your tail between your legs, so shut the hell up.
Dude, he cried likewise, in a van by himself for 3 minutes.
I mean, the theatrics of the, I mean, this is real. The theatrics of the daytime.
Dude, it's all
TV
about the
shows.
Game right now. Come on, stop.
It's a good game.
Oh, my goodness, it's insane. It is a good game. Like I said, Lakers fans care about the game. They care about the whole Shannon Sharp thing. Grizzlies fans care about the game. They care about the whole Shannon Sharp thing. Everybody else cares about what happened with Shannon Sharp and John Morant's dad and everybody else on the Grizzlies. I mean, you're talking about he got into it with 3/5 of the starting 5 of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, it would have been a good fight. Again, you know, WWE, WrestleMania is coming to L.A. Let's go.
I don't – see, here's the thing, man. I don't know. See, Shannon Sharpe's a big dude. Yeah. But you got to remember –
something wrong there, though.
Shannon Sharpe
something's
is
off.
He's in his mid-50s, man. I mean, and you got, like, Steven Adams and these guys are young. They're more athletic. I think I would take them in a fight. I don't know. Just because Shannon Sharpe –
I just think one of them should have offered him a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so mad? Sit down.
I didn't see him talk smack to Big Country Brian Reeves.
Brian Reeves.
Nicely done.
If it was Shannon Sharpe, because Shannon...
Dude, like, Steven Shannon's Adams would have broke him in half.
Yes, because look, you think Shannon of him being a big dude, but Shannon's 6'2", right? Shannon's 6'2".
Steven Adams 6'2". Like 6'11".
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and again, Shannon Sharpe is 54. You know, it's something that you realize when you get in your 50s, certain things you may feel like you, because I feel like I was when I was 30 years old or whatever it was, but all I had to do was go to Disneyland on Tuesday and Wednesday and try to hop out of the monorail and do a nice little hop out, and I was like, oh man, I almost fell over. I'm not 30 anymore. I just tried to hop out and it looked like I was going to go, you know, I was going to go end over end down a hill. I was like, oh wow, I can't
out
do that.
Out of breath just waiting online?
I thought I could do it.
It's a lot of steps. How many steps did you have on your heart app?
Oh, no. I felt great. You know why? Because I wore the right shoes. So many times I go out and go, I wore the wrong shoes. My feet are going to kill me.
You wore heels or
but I wore the right
something
shoes.
That
yes.
didn't work so well for
yes.
you?
You wore his dress shoes.
Yes, I click-clocked down the street. Click, 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 click. No, I wore my big
New Balance, come on.
Did you
catch that, Justin? He was going clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
Dude, you got to look at the hooves, man.
Look at my hooves!
Come on, Jason, your feet don't fit in anything except New Balance.
No. Adidas makes a wide sneaker, and they're great.
Adidas, really?
A lot of places are starting to widen out.
They have to.
Nike has not. But
what's next? You're going to go buy a Kanye West album?
No. I'm just sticking with whoever.
Adidas,
If you make wide sneakers for my feet, I'm good. I'm good. I used to be just New Balance. I'm like, oh, I'm New Balance and maybe a little bit of Asics, but boy, New Balance and that big N on there is kind of tough. And then, you know, Kawhi made it cool by signing with New Balance. All right, so he's got wide foot. All right, he's got a wide foot. No, but now other companies are starting to do it, man. A lot more with Adidas. Nike a little bit. Like, they make the Air Monarch, and that's the only really wide shoe that they have. Pete Carroll wears those. I know that. But you're starting to see other big-time companies start to, oh, they're widening stuff out, and that's becoming more mainstream, which I'm pretty happy
about.
I will say
this from the shoe thing perspective in general. We were talking about this the other night, Bob Guerra, Tight Shirt, and I for a minute about the even going back to this Steph Curry's. Remember how he got murdered for those white shoes?
Mm-hmm.
It's like nowadays it's so easy because Madeline does it with their cleats every once in a while where she'll paint a design and then we'll just spray the acrylic over the top to where it seals it. And now she's got like cool Batwoman shoes or Harley Quinn shoes or whatever the hell she painted on there. So you can do the same thing with your wide feet.
You could have just left off. Yeah, you had to go. Really? You had to go there? You had to go.
Where did he go, Jason?
No, he went. He talked.
You know
about,
what? Because it's Friday. Okay.
He talked about
if
the
Shannon
universe.
Sharp could talk smack and try to start fights in a basketball game. You know what? I thought I was feeling a little chesty today. You know how I thought start a fight? I'll go to the basketball game with the Grizzlies and the Lakers.
I'm ready to brawl. I'm ready to throw down.
Let's get it on.
And we're falling for it, you guys. This is all we're talking about. You guys are falling for it.
Dude, this is the Jason fun Friday story that we need, man.
You fell for it.
I'm telling you.
No, and it's good because it is part of the Fox family. That's it.
They're shooting Undisputed the movie tonight, and it's going to be the big finale. They'll, of course, have a big finale at a big sporting event, right? The whole movie's going to lead up to this moment.
You know what's bigger?
What's bigger?
The NFL.
I don't know, man.
You really just said that out loud?
You from the guy who said, is Skip going to rappel down from the top like it's WWE?
Sting in the Raptors. Remember when he used to be in the arena up in the upper deck and he'd be sitting by himself?
Yeah, sure.
No comment.
Baseball bat in his hand.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You may have just witnessed the greatest moment of Dennis Schroeder's career.
Who?
The Grizzlies lead the Lakers 120-119. Dennis Schroeder?
Never heard of him.
Well.
You will now.
Steals the ball away
million.
From Desmond
you
Bane.
You remember him.
He just axe handles the ball away from Desmond Bane, goes in for a layup to give the Lakers a 121-120 lead. He gets fouled. He makes the free throw. So now with 7 seconds left, Memphis is now trailing 122-120. They led this game by a bucket with 12 seconds left to go, but they couldn't get the ball over half court. They turned it over. Dennis Schroeder makes the shot. And now it's Ja Morant with a chance to force overtime. And Ja Morant misses.
Ha, sucker!
He misses. 122-120. Still 2 seconds left to go in the game. But it looks like Morant is going to go to the free throw line. No, it's not Morant going to the free throw line.
Underneath.
It looks like Clark got fouled in a big way. And I think they're looking at it right now to see what's going on. Yeah, well, you're a couple of seconds, Frostberg's a couple of seconds behind me. So,
yeah,
yes.
He got fouled by Gabriel.
I'm not actually behind you.
Clark is on the TV broadcast is what it is. So Clark gets fouled going for the rebound.
He's going to hatchet job your arm like Dennis Schroeder did to Dylan Brooks. Ha-ha! And now we're going to superimpose this and use it in our Friday the 13th.
Jason, how am I behind you?
You're ahead of me. I'm behind you in the broadcast. You're a couple of seconds ahead of me. So Ja Morant misses. Brandon Clark It gets fouled, gets the rebound, goes to the Lakers, but they blow the whistle. Clark makes the first free throw, 122-121 with 2 seconds left. Oh, he misses the second free throw in a large way. They throw up an air ball. Lakers win 122-121.
Fraudulent long substitution is what they were complaining about, too.
Whoa.
The second free throw.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, now the referees have – okay – the game was over, and John Morant was already congratulating LeBron, but now they're looking to put more time back on the clock, I think.
Yeah, they want to run it back.
Yeah, they went, this
run
is such a great
back.
Game. We're going to keep going. We're going to see if Shannon Sharp wants to fight somebody else.
Well, he's in the front row. He's ready to enter the court at any moment.
So they're looking to see if there's any time left on the clock. And I don't think it's going to matter in the grand scheme of things because I think they're looking to see – oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lakers are going to have to inbound the ball because Bain grabbed it and threw up a wild three that missed, but he stepped out of bounds.
Okay, so, guys, they put 0.4 on the clock. Here comes Derek Fisher.
Yeah, let's go.
So now all the Lakers have to do is inbound the ball. And they should be okay. Unless they're saying that there was a – because I can't tell if they're saying – yeah, he was out of bounds.
Lane violation?
He was out of bounds. And he missed the hoop by a mile.
Yeah, he nicked it.
So let's stop. I see what you did there. I see exactly what you did there. I see what you did. Right now, again, timeout on the floor, and it looks like the Lakers are going to end the Grizzlies' 11-game win streak. It's going to be the Shannon Sharp game. I mean, I had a big NFL, but it's going to be the Shannon Sharp game. When the Lakers go on a run now and they win 20 in a row and they win the title, it's going to be, you know, the Shannon Sharp game really turned things around for us. That was the game. And Shannon Sharp is going to live forever in Los Angeles. It's going to be awesome.
Well, but what's the story you believe when it comes to Anthony Davis now that you invoke his name? Do you believe the Shelburne story earlier that said he might have one of these things that puts him on the shelf forever? Or the one from later on in the day? It's like, he could be back as early as next week.
Well, I would say it's probably somewhere in the middle. He could be out forever next week. He comes back
Cops
sometime between.
Don't. He's
he comes
alive
back. He comes back sometime between after next week and before forever.
Nicely
that's when
done.
He comes back
no,
to play. That's what it is. So again, that's where we sit right now. A lot of drama on the court, but look, the Lakers all they have to do is inbound.
That's
the ball,
game. It's over.
And that's all they have to do against Memphis. Again, Frostburg, you are ahead of me by a few seconds. Actually, Shannon Sharp is coming down in the court to inbound the ball for the Lakers. They're allowing him to do that. So the Lakers put five guys on the floor. Shannon Sharp inbounds it to Schroeder.
Well, he helped referee, too.
Game is over. Lakers win it 122-121.
And now Sharp's hugging Elway.
Yeah, yeah. He's hugging Darvin Ham.
Mark Schlereth is there.
He's hugging Jeannie Buss and Jay Moore. Oh, he's hugging everybody. It's awesome. This is the game.
You got Jay Moore into the show.
I didn't. The Lakers win. I'm waiting for LeBron to put Shannon Sharp on his shoulders as they walk off the floor together. Like, are we going to see that? Like, we say, hey,
he's my best friend. It's like straight out of the opening credits of The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Hey, Frostburg, you know the area around crypto better than me. Where's the best spot?
What's that supposed to mean?
Because you've been to more games than I have.
Oh, okay. I think
he was inferring something about the neighborhood.
Yeah, I thought he was going there. I was like,
no, and I'm setting up a joke. Where's the best place for the Shannon Sharp statue? I mean, where is it? And it's not going to be him. It's going to be him in the whatever, you know.
He's going to be in that cool sweater.
Yeah, in that dude-like sweater that he's wearing.
I would say you hang it right from Shaq's crotch on his statue.
Wow. That's wow.
Well, I mean, that's prime real estate. A lot of photo opportunities.
Yeah, it's a great statue.
That's going to be great, right? We'll put that up. You know. Maybe they take down the – hey, listen, Kareem, sorry. We have to make room. You're not – this whole statue thing for you, we have to
look,
focus
LeBron's
on the Shannon Sharp
LeBron's
going to
pass
statue.
You. The statue's got to go, too.
We're going to take that down, and we're going to put the Shannon Sharp statue up.
We put up one of Robert Hayes instead.
Woo. Oh, boy. Do we have more on this and more on the weekend coming for the NFL coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.